This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. BJP Working President Nitin Naveen has been elected as the new president of the party. BJP's National Returning Officer Dr. K. Lakshman announced Mr. Naveen's appointment at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Mr. Naveen was felicitated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda and Nitin Gadkari. Mr. Naveen will take oath as the new president of BJP in a short while. We now go over live to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address at the BJP headquarters.
Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee ki 125vi jayanti ka parva, Atal ji ki 100vi jayanti, Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh ke 100 varsh, ऐसे महापर्व हम मनाते रहे हैं. ये वो प्रेरणाएं हैं जो देश के लिए जीने के हमारे संकल्प को और मजबूत करती हैं. हमारा नेतृत्व परंपरा से चलता है, अनुभव से समृद्ध होता है और जनसेवा राष्ट्र सेवा के भाव से संगठन को आगे बढ़ाता है.
Mr. Naveen has been elected unopposed as only his name was proposed for the post. Dr. K. Lakshman informed that 37 sets of nomination papers were received in favor of Nitin Naveen. Enforcement Directorate today conducted search operations at 21 locations across Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The searches were conducted in connection with the misappropriation of gold and other temple assets relating to Shabrimala Temple. The investigation follows multiple FIRs registered by the Kerala Crime Branch, revealing deep-rooted criminal conspiracy involving officials of the Travancore Devaswam Board, private individuals, intermediaries and jewellers. According to preliminary investigation, gold-clad sacred artifacts were deliberately misrepresented as copper plates in official records and unlawfully removed from the temple premises during the period 2019 to 2025. Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi today declined to read out the DMK government-prepared text as part of his customary address in the State Assembly due to inaccuracies in it. Lok Bhavan issued a detailed clarification asserting that the governor was declined to read the address after his microphone was repeatedly switched off and he was not permitted to place his views before the House. The Lok Bhavan said that Tamil Nadu government claimed that the state attracted huge investments to the tune of over 12 lakh crore rupees is far from the truth. The governor walked out citing the reason that the national anthem was not played. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin said that the governor's action amounting to dishonouring an elected government and termed it unconstitutional. The Bombay High Court has pulled up the Maharashtra government for making too little progress in tackling persistent child and maternal deaths in the tribal Melghat region. The court has directed the state to submit a comprehensive roadmap within 4 weeks covering healthcare deployment, infrastructure implementation and past committee reports. Leaders of the European Union countries will hold an emergency summit on Thursday on US threats of tariffs linked to President Trump's stated desire to acquire Greenland. European Commission spokesperson Olaf Kiel said, EU is engaging with Washington at all levels over the tariff threats and the bloc is taking every possible step to protect its economic interest. He said the bloc is ready to respond if the threatened tariffs are imposed. The first leg of the Khelo India Winter Games 2026 will begin at Leh in Ladakh today. More than 1,000 men and women athletes, including coaches and technical officials, will participate in this edition. In WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru registered fifth straight victory in the tournament, defeating Gujarat Giants by 61 runs at the BCA Stadium in Vadodara last night. In today's fixture, Delhi Capitals will take on Mumbai Indians at the same venue at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.